In this week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Benochi aster aster panai bayamahu." Bayamar, then the klaisa will say, "Ki ena lakai b'tribi matsuni haros eila." So klaisa will respond by saying that they've left the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is no longer amongst them, and that's where they have the asuras. And then the Baruch Hu continues and says that he's going to. Hashem will hide his face at that point in time. So seemingly Klai Yisrael is doing tshuva. They're recognizing what they've done wrong, that because they've left the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why they have these sorrows. Instead of the result being that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Makar of them and comes connected to them, Hashem says, "I'm going to hide my face and distance myself from them at that point in time." So it needs to be understood, why wasn't that an acceptable tshuva? To answer up Derech Hasidus, not up Derech Pshat, the Sfasemis talks about this pasuk, and he brings a pshat from he heard from his Zayda from the Pshischa, that the Pshischa said, Rav Simcha Binyamin of Pshischa said that the Baruch Hu will be master the Hastorah, and because Klai Yisrael will then not recognize the Hastorah, and they'll say Kodesh Baruch Hu is not with them, that is exactly the reason why they're going to be punished. Because to say the Baruch Hu is not with you is itself not tshuva, it's the opposite of a tshuva. It's you got it all wrong. So what does he mean by the Baruch Hu is going to be master the Hester? So when we talk about hiding something, so there's two types of hiding. So when I hide something physical, so I hide it. And even if I tell you that I hid it, you still don't have that item. It's gone. You put it away somewhere. So I tell you that I took away your toy, and I hid it somewhere. It's hid. It's hidden. Let's say a person has an emotion towards somebody, whether it's love, whether it's hate, whatever it is. He tells the person, "You know, by the way, I'm hiding that love that I have for you." So at that point in time, what he's done by saying he has hidden. The love, he has revealed his love. Because by saying that he had love which is hidden, he's telling the person that he has love. So he's revealing, as it were, some element of the Ahava which is there. Maybe not the full element of Ahava, maybe that's because that would be only expressed openly. But whereas the person before was not aware of any Ahava at all, because the person had been hiding it, as soon as he informs the person that he's hiding it, so the person says, "I know he has there, I'm going to hide." By saying I'm going to hide something, what he's accomplished is making it not hidden anymore. The Mishnah says, "Anochi haster astir," I'm going to hide my hiding. The Mishnah is going to create an anhaga that not only is the anhaga hidden, but even the fact that it's hidden is hidden from Klai Yisrael. So if I know that Mishnah's anhaga with me is that he loves me in a way which is hidden, I once heard a pshat, that the Bersham is Mashkir Ben Chaladonis, Mitzis Ben Charakim. The child goes out to play, the father stands by the window to watch over the child. He's Mashkir Ben Chaladonis. He's standing there watching over the child from the window. The child is one almost and gets concerned. I'm all by myself in the front, outside. He looks and sees his father standing by the window and he feels reassured. Sometimes a child is sent outside because he's done something wrong. The father does not want the child to have that reassurance, but he still wants to watch over his child, so he shuts the shades, and he peeks out through the crack. So the father is still watching, totally, but the child does not see him. The child turns around and says, "Where's my father?" Doesn't see him. So that's what he sees, Menach HaRakim. So the Bershim is clearly looking, but it's not obvious anymore. But that itself will filter through the cracks. The Rishonim have found a way that even the fact that he's watching us in a hidden way is not obvious. And the void of the person in this world is to come to recognize that the Rishonim's watching over us with just as much interest and just as much care, just as much concern as all of the time which is before. When the person says, he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has left him and is not interested and doesn't care about him, and the Rishonim is not focused on him, that's going to be the source to all of our chesaronis, and our avodah is to overcome that and find the love and the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything which we do, even though it's not given to us in an obvious way. Have a good Shabbos.